How's everybody doing?
Good.
Is everybody here?
Live on tape at WGN TV Studios in Chicago.
I'm buying in. I'm all buying in. Yeah, I'm all in. All in to the program. Yeah, next question.
Who is Marcus Leshka?
Less is more with him. We're going to put him in positions where he can be successful. Not a lot of thinking.
And Steve Lippold.
The love of God, don't start Cam Newton over matchup.
Stupid!
The Fantasy Festivus.
I'm happy for Steve, and I told him I'm proud of him. I tell you what, he's always like a forgotten man.
A fantasy sports podcast for the rest of
the... shut up.
Wow, we are live on tape for once.
Holy cow.
Wow.
I am in the building.
You sound a lot better when you're not...
on a cell phone?
When you're not on a phone like this. Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
Calling from a different country.
Now, I will say this. You are here in studio. It is Tuesday morning at 6.
Boy.
What time is it?
I don't even know.
It is 6:12 in the morning right now.
It is too early in the morning.
I am on fire because I am on the air from 4 to 6 a.m. So I am just jacked up right now.
I am the exact opposite of that, but I'm here. I'm excited. Let's do the Festivus. I'm going to see Matt Forte today. We're going to talk. We're going to have a good time.
So you're going to see him where exactly?
He is having an event, it's not a Bears event. It's just a charity event with some Chicago firefighters. We're going to go talk to him and talk to the firefighters and put together a nice little segment for the news.
So Matt Forte having a great year. He's got to be feeling good right now. Even though the Bears, the one week we don't do the podcast, the Bears... get smoked.
They do. And you know what? I mean, I'm not even making this up. I did predict them to lose.
They were underdogs. People forget that they were underdogs going into Detroit. Now they were 3-point underdogs. I don't know about what were they down about 30-10 at one point. I mean, I don't know if they were down by 24 points at one point in the game.
They gave up 27 points in the second quarter. So
the sad thing about it is, I mean, it was garbage time, but they did make it somewhat of a game. If Robbie Gould converts that onside kick at the end of the game, they have a chance to potentially tie it.
It was never really in doubt. The Lions from halftime on, the Lions just it was bad. You know what? Every team gets an off week. Let's be honest. No one's going to go 16-0, especially in the new NFL.
Right.
So you know what? If you have to lose one, it's tough to lose a divisional game, but it's a road game. It's one that you weren't favored in. Move on to next week. Although next week, ouch.
Yeah. Did you watch that last night?
I actually did, which is why I'm so tired.
I watched the highlights this morning. I went to bed. It was 7-3. I'm like, oh, this could be a really tight defensive game. And then I woke up and saw Drew Brees finally break out that crazy fantasy game. 400-plus passing yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Looking like the Drew Brees of old. And the Saints are what, 4-0 now?
Saints are undefeated. They are 4-0. They beat another undefeated team last night.
And the defense is looking good.
Defense looks good. Sean Payton's back. Fear the Saints. Although they are a much better team at home traditionally.
Right.
The Bears are going to have their hands full, especially if Peanut Tillman's still not healthy. Although Calvin Johnson didn't really do much. He caught a touchdown, but generally speaking, it was Reggie Bush and the D-line for the Bears. So... we'll see, you know, with New Orleans' slew of running backs, Thomas and all those guys they have over there, Darren Sproles. It could be another rough Sunday for the Bears. It's not going to be easy, that's for sure.
So let's talk about the weekend really quick. I had a horrible weekend. It was my worst weekend of the year. Not only did the Bears lose, which was put a damper on things, I went 0-3 in all of my fantasy leagues. Including our Festivus League, my team that I've been taunting and you about and everybody else about, just decided to have an awful week. First of all, I had Randall Cobb on the bye, and then LeSean McCoy, for some reason, just decided that he no longer knew how to breathe up there in Denver. He just decided, you know what, I cannot take oxygen into my body and... exhale carbon dioxide. I just forgot how to do it.
Someone forgot to explain to Chip Kelly about the rarefied air up in Denver.
Well, I think they did, but his comment was that it was a myth. While all of his stars were like, hey, that's a myth, guys. Get out there.
It's science.
Does he have a Southern accent, by the way?
Chip Kelly?
Yeah.
He should.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
Get out there. Get out there. This is a myth.
Keep running.
All right.
That was, yes, the mighty Denver Broncos looking like the major player in the AFC this year.
Honestly, does Denver lose a game this year?
Yeah, they will.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't looked at their schedule. They're at Dallas this week. Maybe that's it. I
just
don't
said
think
it
so.
About the Bears. It goes for every team. Everyone has an off week here and there.
I don't know. They have so many weapons.
They have a lot of weapons.
Looked insane again.
I'd have to look at their whole schedule, but I bet, you know what? I don't even know their schedule, but I say they'll win 14 games.
Okay.
I think they'll lose more than one. I don't even know to who, but they probably will.
I would set the over-under at 14 or 15 games.
Give them the hook, 14 and a half?
Yeah, 14 and a half all games. Right. That's what I would do. Any other big news of the weekend? How did you do in your year one in the Festivus League?
Yeah, I'm looking at our Fantasy Festivus League. The standings are now starting to take a little more shape. We're four weeks in. We have one team at the bottom at 0-4. And they've had a rough go to start, just not a lot of points there.
That's unfortunate when that happens.
We do have one team at the top, 4-0, one 4-0 team. Marcus, it was the team you just lost to.
I know.
Mind you, it's the team with Aaron Rodgers.
Right?
You just lost to Aaron Rodgers' team when he was on a bye.
I lost to Sam Bradford.
Yes.
That's who I lost
who had a terrible week.
I know.
And the rest, a big shout out, it is actually WGN web producer Anna Roberts.
Yeah, she's done a great job. She's got Victor Cruz on her team.
She's got a great team.
Aaron Rodgers.
It was her first ever league, was the Festivus League last year, and apparently we've taught her too much.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. She's obviously listening to the podcast.
Yes, Lombardi's Party standing atop the standings.
Yeah, and then she sent me a taunting text saying, oh, I'm undefeated like the Bears. I'm actually undefeated. Which she's a Packers fan. I said, you're over 500. Like the Packers. Oh wait,
I have taught her too much.
So I also have to give you some props. Arian Foster turned in a pretty good game.
Finally,
Ben Tate decided to fumble the ball and not go back into the game.
That is because that's what Ben Tate does.
Arian Foster, I think on the ground he didn't have that many yards, but in the air it was nice
total
to see.
Yards.
I think he had about six catches for a good amount of yards and a touchdown.
Solid total yards and a touchdown. They choked away the game, but for my purposes, Arian Foster finally had a decent game and gained some ground.
Against a great defense, Seattle defense.
Yeah, against the Seattle defense. But the Seattle defense, I mean, that's something to keep in mind. Seattle's defense, not nearly the same defense on the road as they are at home. So that 12th man they have up in Seattle, when you're looking at your fantasy team and you see the Seattle defense on the other side, if it's in Seattle, run away. If it's on the road, play your good players anyway.
And the situation there in Houston is interesting because Ben Tate and Arian Foster have been, you know, balancing out those carries. Ben Tate's been getting about 10 carries a game, which is kind of taking away from Arian Foster. You wonder after that fumble if he's going to be pulled out a little bit more. But I believe the coach came out and said that it didn't mean anything, that they're going to continue as
just
things
a,
were.
Just a lesson. Just teaching that lesson one week.
He said he wasn't even teaching a lesson, but you know he was teaching a lesson.
Yeah, of course he's teaching a lesson. Let's be honest.
So any other news? Alfred Morris left his game with a rib injury. Thankfully for them, they have a bye this coming week. A Helu sighting there in Washington.
Roy
Helu Jr.
Junior.
Yeah, comes in and looks pretty good.
He scored
a touchdown.
Yeah.
Is that one of the guys you pick up to stash on your bench? I believe they said Alfred Morris's ribs are not broken and that he's planning and aiming toward a week six comeback.
Yeah, I mean, if Roy Helu's out there and you've got a spot on the bench, maybe stash him away just in case. Obviously, if you know, you now know he is going to be the primary option behind Alfred Morris if anything did happen. So you know who that handcuff is now officially, but
of course, Shanahan didn't give any more information at Saturday's press conference.
Well,
so,
why would he? Let's be honest.
That's just something I think you have to watch. Unfortunately, they're not playing this weekend, so it's not like you can get
him.
When you've got 2 weeks to rest those ribs, they can do all kinds of shots and everything else and probably make him feel better.
Roy Helu's not going to be in a position to start anytime soon. Although, the reason I'm hesitant about picking him up is just because we're getting into the bye weeks now.
Right.
Like in the Festivus League, I have to pick up a kicker this week.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So that's gonna, you know, it happens once a year. Although I don't know what I'm gonna do, but
yeah, I'm stuck in another league. I have a dream team. Russell Wilson, a quarterback who's been terrible, but my wide receivers, Brandon Marshall, Julio Jones, running backs Alfred Morris.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about
Alfred
this
Morris, Adrian Peterson, tight end Jordan Cameron, defense Cincinnati. And do you know what my record is?
I'm going to say not good. Since
2-2.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
And next week, guess who's on the bye? Both of my running backs,
Adrian Peterson
and Alfred Morris.
Yeah.
So my two running backs are on the bye. I've got Ben Tate starting. I've got to pick up somebody else.
The fantasy gods giveth and the fantasy gods take it.
I mean,
it away.
This is the crazy thing
How
about
are you
fantasy.
2-2 with
I
this
just
team?
I start those guys and I've just had a bad luck playing people who are really good. And Russell Wilson has been holding me down.
Yeah.
He's had a very disappointing fantasy year. Russell Wilson.
Well, he was not in either one of our top fives.
No, he wasn't.
We pumped the brakes on Russell Wilson a little bit.
You know,
bit.
I picked all those great players. You know, Adrian Peterson's been pretty good. He's been good, of course. He's been AP. Alfred Morris has been decent. But Brandon Marshall didn't have a crazy game this week.
No.
Julio Jones didn't have a crazy game this week. They both got about 9 or 10 points each, but I expect those guys to get about 15 plus every week.
You would hope.
Yeah, you would hope.
Number one wide receivers. But.
Right. So I just had some bad luck, and that's what happens. You draft really well, but you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's fantasy for you right there.
Do you want to look ahead to the schedule a little bit coming this week?
Sure.
We have Buffalo at Cleveland Thursday night.
For the Brian Hoyer era continues.
Yeah, I will tell you, though, as I said, Jordan Cameron is...
Cameron is good.
I mean, there's Jimmy Graham, and then to me, there's Jordan Cameron.
Yeah.
I mean, he has been... Every week you think, okay, he's the Browns going to come back down to earth, but the guy
future,
is a stud.
Future uncle of Blake Griffin's kid.
Is that true?
Yeah. You didn't know this?
No.
Jordan Cameron's sister is now pregnant with Blake Griffin's kid, but she already also had a kid with Matt Leinart. This is Jordan Cameron's sister.
Are you kidding?
No, this is absolutely true.
Wow.
This is why I love Jordan Cameron even more, because not only is he a great fantasy player, there's like a 98% chance he's ending up on a reality show sometime soon.
New England at Cincinnati. Let's talk about this. Rob Gronkowski, everybody was thinking would be back this coming week.
Yes.
But supposedly in practice, he looks spectacular, but his camp is holding him out.
You know who his camp is?
It's like a Derrick Rose situation.
It's his dad.
Reggie is his brother.
Reggie, you have Reggie Rose holding Derrick Rose back.
Right.
You have Mr. Gronkowski holding Rob back. Yeah, his dad is basically telling him, take it easy, and I get that it's his body, it's his timetable,
right.
But it is almost the NFL version of Derrick Rose.
Totally is.
So that's interesting, because the Patriots have not hidden the fact that they want him to play.
Yeah,
and so that is creating some dissent in the ranks. People think, who knows how serious it is? It's still early, but there's definitely two sides to that coin right now.
Jay Glazer reported yesterday, I believe it was him, saying that Gronkowski is eyeing a week 6 return, and that's from Gronkowski's people. So that's pretty good. Anyway, New England has Cincinnati this week.
New England they're undefeated, correct?
I believe they are.
Yeah, so...
That's why I think he's not rushing quite yet to get back, because the team's doing well.
Yeah, you might as well not rush.
Right, but they would like to have him back, as would every fantasy owner who has him on their bench right now. Jacksonville at St. Louis. Do you care about anybody in this game? I mean, I guess that's the one game you're interested to start your Rams.
I have Darrell Richardson on one of my teams, so I care about him because he's crap right now.
Right. If you're...
They can't run the ball at all.
No.
They are bad.
Yeah, if you're... So is Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
I mean, I have MJD in our Festivus League, who I started over Joy Bell this week. And just MJD, I thought this was the week maybe he would come out and have a decent week against Indianapolis. Doesn't have the greatest run defense. And he just had another... nothing game.
I will say this about the one thing I'll say about this game is usually somewhere on the schedule every year you see two of the worst teams in the NFL play each other, and everyone says it's going to be the worst game in the world, it's going to turn back the NFL clock 20 years,
right?
And then it becomes like a 38-35
yeah, the
shootout.
Most exciting game of the
weekend. So in a weird way, I am excited to see what happens in that game. To see if those teams are who we think they are.
Yeah, so I think that's the week, too. You might be confident starting your Rams. Maybe if you're in a bye situation, maybe that's the week. If you got to dig, you start a Sam Bradford.
This could be the Sam Bradford comeback.
Although
week.
Andrew Luck, he did pick it up toward the end, but he had a really shaky start against Jacksonville. Maybe he just didn't prepare like he should have.
For some reason, the Colts never played the Jaguars well. Jaguars were 3-1 against the Colts in the last four. Now, the Colts went into Jacksonville and finally took care of business.
And that's why I was so confident starting MJD, because he's had great games against
the
Colts.
He has had great games.
Until yesterday. I mean, that guy is
just... That Jacksonville team is bad.
They're terrible. Their morale's awful.
It's really a problem. And you know, if you talk to actual football people, not fantasy football, but the lines of scrimmage, are so key in the NFL.
Right, absolutely.
And you saw that with the Bears defense, the Bears defensive line getting gashed by Reggie Bush last week. Jacksonville and St. Louis's lines, especially their offensive lines, are probably the two worst in the NFL,
wow,
which is why their offenses can't do anything, because shades of Jay Cutler from last year and the year before that, they don't have time to do anything. They can't run block. They can't pass block. So that's where your issues are. But they're playing two bad teams on both sides. So hopefully this week will be the week that they can kind of break out and get out of it.
Baltimore at Miami.
Miami revenge game, just coming off that loss last night. Baltimore also, I believe, lost last week, though.
Yep.
So Ray Rice did play last week, and mm-hmm, I started him in the league I have him in. Not the fastest league, my other league. And he was terrible.
Yeah.
So that was disappointing. Another really down week for Ray Rice. For people who took him in the first round, your team's probably struggling. So hopefully he can have a nice bounce back game. Although Miami's defense is pretty good. So
right,
not their past defense. They're
how offense. About the New York Giants at home against Philadelphia? The
man.
Giants, man, 0-4. I never would have predicted that to happen.
That is.
They're due for a win. I mean, they have to win at some point.
Going back to what I just said, their offensive line is terrible.
Yeah.
And their offense is Brandon Myers, a surprise fantasy tight end. I have him on both my teams because I really liked him. Last week, zero catches, zero targets. Their offensive line is so bad, they kept him in as a sixth lineman pretty much the whole game. So if you have him as your fantasy tight end, watch out for that, because he ain't going out to catch passes no more.
Victor Cruz is the only guy you're starting on the Giants these days.
Yeah.
I mean, until proven otherwise, he's the only guy you're starting on that team.
David Wilson's been bad.
So Philadelphia, I like your guys.
I mean, yeah,
just because
I like
the
Philly.
Giants are giving up points.
I like
so
Philly this week.
That could be a good bounce back for
them. It'd
be
good for Marcus's boyhood crush.
Absolutely. LeSean
McCoy.
Mr. McCoy, be still my heart. The Lions going into Green Bay. Green Bay really needs a win. They're 1-2. The Lions look pretty hot against the Bears. I think they're going to have a come down. They're going to come down back down to earth when they're going to Green Bay, because Aaron Rodgers is going to have to win that game.
Coming off a bye, I'll take the Packers.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think you're starting everybody in this game, though, because
I would start everyone.
It's going to be like 38-35.
I'd start everyone
like that.
In that one game.
Kansas City at Tennessee. Talk about a horrible game to watch.
Well,
Kansas City's actually playing pretty well.
This is a big injury news. Jake Locker. If you had him as your backup quarterback, Jake Locker is just released from the hospital like late Monday night. He's got some sort of weird hip injury. Apparently the swelling was so bad they had to admit him.
Jeez.
So that's not good. Tennessee's backup quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, of old Bills fame.
Jeez.
That's not going to be good for anybody.
No, and Kansas City looks great. I mean,
Kansas City does look good.
Really well. Andy Reid has really turned that around there. So
they're dinking and dunking their way to victories. So
I don't like any of your Titans. I mean, Chris Johnson, I guess you're starting him if you drafted him the first couple rounds.
I like Kansas City's defense in this game.
Yeah, I do too. I like that. Seattle at Indianapolis. How about Seattle coming back against the Texans? We talked about that a little bit.
Down 20-3 at halftime, and they... Matt Schaub with one of the worst interceptions you'll ever see.
That was brutal.
Just lofted it up for a pick six late in the game.
That was brutal.
To force overtime, and then the Seahawks win in OT.
Yeah, so are you believing fantasy-wise in the Seahawks? Seahawks are obviously undefeated as a team, but fantasy-wise, other than Marshawn Lynch, are you starting anybody on Seattle?
As someone who has Sidney Rice sitting on his bench on one of his teams, no.
Right.
I think it's Marshawn Lynch and Marshawn Lynch only at this point. And the Seattle defense. Those are the two fantasy purposes or fantasy players I like.
Let me ask you this, Ben. Russell Wilson or Ryan Tannehill?
Oof. This week?
Mm-hmm.
So we got Tannehill at home against Baltimore.
Yep. And you got Russell Wilson at Indy.
Is this your decision?
Yep, it's my decision.
Okay. Is this why I'm being asked?
But it's pretty good.
Two quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think they're pretty comparable. Who would you start between those two guys?
You know what? I would take Tannehill.
Wow.
Bigger upside.
They're at home.
Bigger upside.
You know I'm going to do that, and that's the week Russell Wilson's going to have like 400 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns.
And we will not talk about that
podcast. Carolina at Arizona. Carolina coming off the bye. Cam Newton looked pretty good the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think?
Arizona gave up a whole bunch of points Drew Brees and the Saints last week. I like Carolina. I think you start your Panthers here.
Yeah, Denver at Dallas. I mean, it's a Peyton Manning show. What else are you going to do? I mean, this game also has the makings of a 42-35.
This could be a game Denver loses.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. Yes. This could be one of those trap games, I think.
This could be a down. Now, mind you, they just whooped up on the Eagles.
Yep.
And the NFC East is bad. But in Dallas, you know, prime time. Is it a prime timer?
It is not. It's a 325.
Okay, it's a 325. I would start everyone in this game. Lots of points.
Yeah, absolutely. San Diego at Oakland.
Terrell Pryor.
Chargers came back to win, right?
There's another quarterback.
The Chargers beat the... who did they win against this week? They beat... oh, my gosh. I can't remember.
They played Dallas.
They beat Dallas.
They did.
Yeah, 30-24. So yes. There you go.
Terrell Pryor. There's your other quarterback situation.
Is he playing or not?
He did not play last week.
I know he did.
Everyone thought...
Did you see the quotes about Matt Flynn? from the coach there.
Oh, Matt Flynn, if you had any questions that Terrell Pryor is the starting quarterback in Oakland.
Basically, the comments were he does not know how to play quarterback.
This is a guy.
Like, he is unable to play it.
Yes.
He cannot see anything. He cannot move. He cannot throw.
He makes the wrong decisions.
Right.
He can't throw the ball. I mean, it's hilarious. They basically threw, if there was a bus, they threw him under the bus. The bus ran over him, and then they brought another bus just to make sure that he was down.
Yeah. In this game, do you start? I mean, you're starting Darren McFadden, I guess, on the Raiders.
You know
Raiders.
What? Darren McFadden didn't even get the most carries last week for the Raiders.
Who was it? Marcel Reese.
Marcel Reese. Wow. Yeah. They're splitting carries all over the place.
McFadden actually came up with a hamstring, I think.
Is that why?
I think that's what happened.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, because I was playing somebody who had him, and I wondered why that was. Okay. I believe he came up with something.
So keep an eye on that. Shocking.
That
Darren McFadden might be hurt.
Houston at San Francisco. The Texans going into San Francisco. San Francisco, another team that really desperately needs a win.
This is a tough one because
Sunday nighter.
Yeah, Houston's defense can show up. I mean, J.J. Watt. You know, obviously they collapsed against Seattle last week, so they have a little something to prove. I'd start Frank Gore for the Niners probably.
Yeah.
But offensively for the Niners, I'd pump the brakes on Kaepernick here. There might be better options.
Yeah, Kaepernick's been one of those disappointing fans. Ever since that first week, he really hasn't had he hasn't been all that great.
Yeah. Teams are basically making him throw the ball.
Right.
And this is what's happened.
Monday night, we have the Jets at the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Falcons just coming off that loss. Did they play Sunday night? I think they played Sunday night last Sunday against the Patriots.
Yes. And they lost at home to the Patriots.
So they have the Monday nighter. The Jets are at Atlanta.
I'll take the Falcons here.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the Falcons for sure.
I'd start Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Roddy White.
If I'm in a
you
pinch,
know what? There's one more injury thing as we're going through.
Yeah,
here.
Sure, go ahead.
Steven Jackson, who has been hurt for the last 2 weeks, I believe, they announced that he's going to be out another 2 to 4 weeks.
Jeez.
With a quad. I believe it's a quad or a hammy.
Not
something
shocking.
In his leg.
Not shocking.
Again, another running back that is always hurt. Shocking. Put him in the Darren McFadden camp. Keep an eye out there. Jaquizz Rogers and Chris Snelling have been
Jason kinda, Snelling.
Chris Snelling. Wow, Jason.
It's early.
Snelling. The clock starts with a 6 and then there's an AM. It's bad. It's so bad.
You want to talk Bears?
The mighty Bears defense giving up 40 points. Lions.
Can we just forget about that game? Is that one of those games? I did hear a report that Cutler might have been sick.
You know what? That wouldn't surprise me. He looked like hell.
Right.
If you saw, if you're watching the game, every time he took his helmet off, he didn't look good. He looked like he was actually, that wouldn't.
And there was illness going around the team. Julius Peppers was sick for a while.
Peppers had been sick for a while.
Tillman was throwing up a couple weeks ago in a game. Not to make excuses for some of the plays. Some of the things, he just has to protect that ball better.
Yeah. Keeping it low, strip, sack, return.
The interceptions are one thing. He's always going to throw picks like that.
Well,
but what bothers me are those fumbles where he's getting the ball low and then they're easy touchdowns.
Those are just lack of concentration. You're down. You're frustrated. Trying to make something happen. Cutler, he gets angry. He's trying to do a little bit too much. Gets, frustrated. It's Cutler. You know the Cutler face.
Right.
So he admitted it after the game, though. He said he liked his decision making on the throws.
Yep.
He just missed the throws. Something was off.
Let me think about that. What do you agree with that? I mean, I'm wondering.
I question some of the decision making. I mean,
the one that sticks out in particular was the sideline.
Yeah,
right after they threw the Lions.
That's exactly what I was
thinking. Turnover, that first play.
Yes.
And that's like the Cutler of old, where, all right, I'm angry, I'm coming back, I'm just going to toss
it
up.
Screw it, I'm
in
throwing
the double
it up.
Coverage. And yeah, if he would have thrown the ball a little longer, that could have been a play, but still you had the safety coming over the top, and that was an easy pick. I mean, that was
an easy pick.
That
was
like,
but again, if Cutler throws the ball 10 more yards down the field,
it could be a huge play.
Touchdown.
You're right.
If he throws the ball 2 yards to the left on Alshon Jeffrey, not picked by Delmas, safety.
And here's my thing. You can
tell. If he doesn't sail the ball to Jeffrey the next time, not picked again. There's the three interceptions.
You can tell him this when you see him. If he's feeling barfy, maybe not try to make that play in that circumstance. If you're feeling barfy, dude, just don't try to toss a 50-yard bomb right after a... You know,
Jay Cutler would punch you in the face for suggesting that.
Why?
I'm just giving
him nice advice.
He's a gunslinger, Marcus. You can't tell the gunslinger not to sling his gun.
He's wearing his Wrangler jeans, when he gets off the field, slinging his gun.
The fumbles are on him. Yes.
Yeah, that's awful.
The fumbles on him. The interceptions, I mean, on him, yes, but I get what he's saying when he says the decision making wasn't bad. The throws were bad because the throws were bad.
Well, that's the thing. Things this week aren't necessarily going to get easier for him with the New Orleans defense. The Rob Ryan vaunted New Orleans defense now has looked very good.
They have looked good.
What is your prediction for this game? I mean, other than the score, just fantasy-wise, I mean, Alshon Jeffrey really had a breakout game against Detroit.
He did. That's because Detroit...
Over 100 yards. And did he have a touchdown?
He did have a touchdown.
Yeah, it was a great game for him. About 16, 17 fantasy points.
He was our player of the week on instant replay.
There you go. Should be.
Yeah, I mean, the Lions focused on Brandon Marshall, basically took him away and said throw to someone else. So they did. You know, will the Saints do the same thing? Old time will tell. But Marshall's still going to get his catches. So I start Marshall. I'm not sold on Alshon Jeffrey yet.
If you're in a three wide receiver league, 14 team league like our Festivus league, is he somebody you're starting?
Well, here's the thing: we're in bye weeks now. As a third wideout, possible.
Yeah,
he's got consideration. Say he's like a 3/4. You know, he's right on that border. You might have to make the decision. They are home. The Saints are going to score a lot of points.
Yeah.
So you think the Bears are going to have to throw the ball to not necessarily keep up, but to, you know, match what the Saints are going to try and do.
I was disappointed they got away from the... I felt like they got away from the running game a lot in that game. And I don't know. Maybe this could be more forte on the ground this week.
That three-minute stretch where they scored 21 points pretty much just blew up any game plan the Bears had to run, because all of a sudden you look at the scoreboard, you're down three scores.
Yeah.
You know, the running game goes out the window.
It was so early, though. If you keep the Lions off the field and you get that run going, maybe the momentum slows down a little bit. But that's why this week, I think, you want to keep Drew Brees off the field. So maybe Forte's in for... Maybe you can ask him this today.
I will.
Mr. Forte, are you up for a big game this week? I mean, as far as touches goes, because...
Ball control and limiting the turnovers will be extremely important for the Bears this week. Not that it isn't every week, but especially when you're playing a high-powered offense, it's like you said, you got to keep them off the field.
One of my favorite plays this week is Darren Sproles against that Bears defense. Just seeing what Reggie Bush did to them and to see what somebody like him can do just in the dump-offs and some of the running game, I just think that he could have a really big game.
I really like Jimmy Graham.
Yeah,
in this game.
I mean, you always like
Jimmy Graham, but the Bears don't have a linebacker. I mean, Lance Briggs is obviously one of the best linebackers in the game, but their pass coverage linebacker was Brian Urlacher.
Right.
So James Anderson, DJ Williams, you know, I like Jimmy Graham here.
All right, so let's do the prediction. This is a noon start in Chicago. I'm not sure what the weather is supposed to be, but
mid-50s, sunny, no wind.
Okay, so looks very good football weather for both teams.
What do you say? Oh, I'm up first?
No, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to say the Saints win this one. Bears go to 3-2, and I like the Saints 31-24. 31-24, New Orleans over the Bears. It hurts to say it, but you got to lose some games.
Yeah, I'm also going to take the Saints. Mm-hmm. I just watching them last night on Monday Night Football. They are the real deal.
Yeah, for
this
sure.
year.
Yep.
And
that's no knock on the Bears. I think the Bears.
No,
are a very good football
it's no
team,
knock on the
I
Bears.
Just think the Saints are back.
But
back.
With no Henry Melton and the D line is not showing up for the Bears, that says lack of pressure on Drew Brees. You're going to have to bring the blitz to beat it, and Brees is good enough to beat the blitz. So you're either dropping seven into coverage, and Brees is going to pick you apart. You know, with like you said, Darren Sproles. I just don't see the Bears defense without any pressure on the quarterback beating a guy like Drew Brees. So I'm also going to take the Saints. I'm going to take them 38-20.
Excellent. I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But 38-20. I thought you were saying 38-30. 38-20.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Leaving early for the exits this week at Soldier Field, apparently.
Let's hope Matt Forte doesn't listen
to
the podcast.
So if you have tickets
to
the game,
him.
Just stay in the parking lot and tailgate. Is that what you're saying? Don't even go into the stadium?
Maybe, you know what? 38-27. We'll give the Bears a...
stick to your original.
Nah, we'll give the Bears a garbage touchdown at the end. Okay. 38-27.
Yeah, I don't see them getting blown out that much this year just because they do seem to keep putting up points.
Saints are the real deal.
All right.
Not that the Bears aren't good, but Saints right now are a much better team.
We're going to wrap this up. Anything else you want to say before we go?
I'm never coming in this early to work again.
Yeah, it's good to have you here in person. Good to see all the people who are working hard on this morning show.
I don't know who any of these people are. I'm looking out in the newsroom right now, and I literally recognize one person.
Well, you see Jeff Hoover out there who recorded our awesome intro for the podcast.
That's who that's exactly who I was talking about.
Don't thank him enough. And that's going to do it for us. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes.